February 22, have you enrolled? My son, give me thine heart, and let thine eyes observe my ways. Proverbs 23:26. Dear youth, the very best thing you can do is to enlist freely and decidedly in the army of the Lord. Surrender yourself into the hands of God, that your will and ways may be guided by the one who is unerring in wisdom and infinite in goodness. To withhold yourself from God is to rob God of that which is his own. The Lord hath need of you, and you have need of the Lord. It is not safe for you to put off the decisive step or delay the matter of making a complete surrender of yourself to God. If you have not already given yourself to God, I beseech you to do it now. Let your name be enrolled in the heavenly records as one of the chosen and elect of God. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3:16. It is through the inestimable gift of Christ that all our blessings come. Life, health, friends, reason, happiness are ours through the merit of Christ. Oh, that the young and the old might realize that all comes to them through the virtue of Christ's life and death, and acknowledge the ownership of God. Even when we were under the control of a cruel master, even when the prince of darkness ruled our spirits, the Lord Jesus Christ paid the ransom price of his own blood for us. You have been bought with a price, even with the precious blood of Christ. You are his property. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Were it not for the love freely given us of Christ, we should now be in hopeless despair, in spiritual midnight. Thank God every day that he gave us Jesus. Will you not accept his gift? Will you not be his witness? Time is short, and it becomes you to work while the day lasts, living an imperishable life, hiding your life with Christ in God. Then, when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Colossians 3:4.